You're listening to Tree Note. When we describe trees, we generally focus on their solid place within a landscape. For an exact description, we measure the size and shapes of their trunks, their foliage, and their flowers. But one forest researcher, Dr. Roman Dial, studies the negative space of the forest by literally measuring the forest parts that are not occupied by solids. Roman has developed a complex system involving hanging from ropes and laser rangefinders to calculate the volume and shape of the airspace between trees. He creates images that look like giant asymmetrical vases placed among the solid trees. Those images help us understand how a bird or a grain of pollen or even a molecule of air would see and navigate its way through the forest. His work has also shed light on the evolution of forest-dwelling animals. Scientists have wondered why rainforests in South America support many species of mammals that can hang from branches with prehensile tails or claws, like opossums and sloths. But very few mammals in those forests have evolved to glide from tree to tree. In contrast, rainforests in Asia have almost no hanging animals, but Roman's findings explain that those habitats support species of gliding mammals, along with gliding snakes, lizards, and frogs, because there are far larger volumes of airspace between trees in Asian forests. Being able to glide from one treetop to another lets an animal move more quickly in search of food or in flight. So measuring the airspace between trees provides insights about many subtle aspects of how organisms navigate the complex three-dimensional spaces of forests. Tree Note is a production of KUER. The show's executive producer and editor is Christy Miners, and audio production and engineering by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni, and this is Tree Note.